Planet Irma, Accidental Trouble Magnet. Written by Zani Mian. Illustrated by Nisea Mafaridic and published by Hodder and Stoughton. This book is dedicated to all the children who ever felt that being different is a negative thing. Let's meet the family. Me. My name is Irma, and this is my face. I have a huge imagination. I hate marshmallows. I once raced against my dad's car on my bike and won. Isa. Don't be fooled by this 3-year-old's innocent face. Can scream and cry louder than an ambulance siren. Bits of food can always be found in his hair. Plays with my stuff and makes it all sticky. I love him, but don't tell anyone. Marion. 13, but thinks she's 16. Knows 28 surahs of the Quran by heart. Was once caught hiding a stash of fondant fancies under her pillow. Loves to wind me up even more than she loves fondant fancies. Mum. Doesn't know how to say no. A scientist. And hardly ever seen without a cup of coffee in her hands. This is what she looks like without her hijab on, when there are no men around who would be allowed to marry her if she didn't already have my dad. Dad. Has a beard, because he's copying the greatest man who ever lived. I've never actually seen his face without it. Will never eat a beetroot. Also a scientist. Not too much hair left. He says it's because of his genes. Rides a motorbike. Grandma tries to puncture the wheels because she doesn't think it's safe. Chapter 1. Ka-choo! There was a big puddle of spit on my little brother's forehead. It was mine. But, whew, he was still sleeping. Let me tell you what happened. I had been in my bed, attempting to have a good night's sleep, when suddenly I was being chased through the playground by a teacher who had green slime oozing out of his ears and slugs for fingernails. It was a dream. A bad dream, of course. When I woke up, I was extremely and very happy that I wasn't about to be a monster's dinner. I breathed slowly to get my heartbeat back to normal, instead of like it was on a trampoline. I remembered that my mum told me to spit towards my shoulder 3 times if I have a nightmare. That's supposed to get rid of Shaitan, who is the ugly head who causes bad dreams. I really wanted to get rid of Shaitan, so I conjured up a bucket full of spit in my mouth, shot, and it all came out over my left shoulder. That'll teach him. I just hoped it would dry before morning, so nobody would know that I spat on my little brother by accident. I put my head back on the pillow for an eighth of a second. But then I heard a really loud and really annoying sound. See? Very loud and very annoying. It was Isa. I guess he'd noticed the spitball after all and wasn't impressed. Mum appeared at the door to our room in her pyjamas, looking all bleary-eyed. Unimpressed parent can be recognised by hand on hip and furrowed eyebrows. Can be scary, but do not run away. She said, "What's the matter, Isa?" Isa was still busy wailing, so I said, "Spitball? Not again, Irma." I covered my head with a pillow. Then Dad came in saying that it would be nice if we could have at least one night in the week where poor Isa isn't woken up by my shenanigans. I asked him what that meant for the billionth time. He rolled his eyes for the billionth time. I heard my big sister Mariam growling in her room. She definitely doesn't like mornings very much. Mum said it was almost Fajr time anyway. I wondered if Allah was going to give me a reward for waking them up for Fajr. Fajr, the dawn prayer. Zuhur, the noon prayer. Asr, the afternoon prayer. Maghrib, the sunset prayer. And Isha, the night prayer.